Grüß Gott. Greetings from Austria on the Monongahela. From Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh, it's a Thanksgiving weekend concert in the spirit of the Vienna New Year's Day concert, with Vienna's own Manfred Honeck, music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducting. Here is the principal double bass of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Jeffrey Turner, to explain that special Viennese lilt as heard by the basses.
I love this time of year. Each Thanksgiving season, I look forward to the waltz tradition program. Who can resist a waltz? I really love that my instrument plays a key role in waltzes by identifying the downbeats, or I guess what the dance teachers would call the weighted steps. So we'll play these kinds of sounds. That might seem really easy, and one of the clichés about bass playing is that it's the easiest instrument to play badly and the hardest instrument to play well. When we play these notes, we have to strike a good balance. If we play them too accented and rough, it can give the waltz a martial feel, or if we don't play strongly enough to give you a sense of a weighted step, then we'll sound late and it doesn't drive the music forward. So we have to have a kind of swinging or whooshing sound where there's not too much point to the sound, but it makes you feel a heavy downbeat at exactly the right time.
Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Bass, Jeffrey Turner. Our first music from the Johann Strauss family, Johann Strauss Jr.'s overture to The Forest Master, or the Waldmeister. The title refers to the forest plant known in English as sweet woodruff, which is used in a potion in Johann Strauss's comedic operetta, Waldmeister. It premiered in 1895 in Vienna and became one of his greatest theatrical successes after Die Fledermaus. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with the overture to Waldmeister by Johann Strauss Jr.
Thank you.
overture to Johann Strauss Jr.'s Waldmeister with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
You know, I just love this Thanksgiving holiday. What a fantastic idea, a national holiday to celebrate one of my favorite pastimes, overeating. My kids tell me that their young American friends call it pigging out. Is it true? Very charming, isn't it? I must tell you that we Austrians are jealous about this holiday. That's because we thought that we invented overeating. So in honor of Thanksgiving, we will now play the tryptophan polka. So, just kidding. From the beautiful forests of the Waldmeister Overture, our next two pieces remain in the great outdoors. First, we will play the Stadt und Land polka, which compares city life to country life. And then, because Monday is the beginning of the hunting season, we will play the Hunt polka. But remember, no hunting before Monday. Thank you.
Music by Johann Strauss Jr. with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Auf der Jagd, Hunting, the Polka Schnell, and Stadt und Land, Town and Country, the Polka Mazurka. Johann Strauss Jr. with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, the purpose of Thanksgiving is not eating. It is to give thanks for all that we have, to be grateful for, like our families, our friends, dessert. I'm sorry, I won't talk about food anymore. We here at the Pittsburgh Symphony are very thankful for you, our audience who supports us and loves our music. In Austria, we are thankful for the Strauss family, which produced hundreds and hundreds of pieces of music that bring pleasure to people all over the world. And no concert of music by the Strauss family is complete without a waltz. That would be like turkey without stuffing, pumpkin pie without whipped cream, mashed potatoes with gravy. Now I'm getting hungry again. So here is another dish in our musical feast, Johann Strauss Jr.'s Roses from the South Waltz. And if you are feeling sleepy after all the turkey, feel free to take a little nap. I might even join you.
You heard Roses from the South with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Manfred Honeck, music by Johann Strauss Jr. It's a sequence of waltz melodies from the operetta The Queen's Lace Handkerchief, or Das Spitzentuch der Königin, put together by Strauss in 1882. That opera was for many years Strauss' most popular stage work in America. The Roses from the South medley was arranged for a Sunday afternoon concert at the Musikverein, home of the Vienna Philharmonic. It was conducted by Johann's brother, Eduard.
I have many, many reasons to be thankful, and 100 of them are seated on this stage right now. My musical family, the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, they are all stars. And now we would like to feature one of our stars in a brilliant virtuoso showcase, variations on themes from the beloved opera Carmen. Please welcome the principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Lorna McGee. Lorna, you have lived in Pittsburgh for a few years, but tell us, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from the west coast of Scotland, a small town called Largs, near Glasgow.
Glasgow, Scotland.
It's, if you imagine Vienna, just go a little bit west and up.
Just some kilometers. And what was your first experience of an American Thanksgiving like?
Well, when I first met David, my husband, he was in a string quartet based in Indiana. And I had my first Thanksgiving there with some of his friends in Indiana. And it was wonderful until we got to dessert. And I was faced with pumpkin pie for the first time. And that was a strange experience. A lot of whipped cream really helps.
You're about to play now the Carmen Fantasy. Tell us something about it.
Well, it's really fun to play because you get to access your inner diva, which is really fun. And you'll hear a lot of the famous themes from the opera. It's a very dramatic work. You'll hear the fate theme, where the timpani answers each phrase that the flute plays, and then you'll hear the wonderful habanera, then the chanson de bohème, which starts off at a reasonable pace and ends in a very unreasonable pace, and then you'll hear the toreador's march at the very end.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear the Carmen Fantasy Brillante.
Music from Georges Bizet's Carmen, first heard in Paris in 1875. François Bourne arranged the virtuosic Carmen Fantasy Brillante. It was played by Lorna McGee, principal flute of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. François Bourne created the arrangement in 1900.
All of our musicians are starry in their own right, but when they play together as an ensemble, they are a great team. They are like a team of most valuable players. Speaking of teams, Pittsburgh is a great sports town, and Pittsburgh fans can be thankful for the Steelers and the Penguins. And speaking of most valuable players, what a great season the Pirates had. So to honor our hometown teams, our PSO team will now play the sport polka, and maybe we will have a little fun as we play it. Thank you.
The excursion train from Johann Strauss Jr. and Josef Strauss wrote the sport polka. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Manfred Honeck is the son of Otto and Frieda Honeck from a family of 9 children. One of his brothers is a concertmaster of the Vienna Philharmonic, Rainer Honeck. Rainer Honeck will make his Heinz Hall debut this season, playing Benjamin Britten's Violin Concerto. Manfred Honeck studied violin as a young man. He went to the Academy of Music in Vienna and later played the viola. Manfred Honeck was a member of the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. He served as assistant conductor to Claudio Abbado in the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra. Manfred Honeck has the baton in hand once again, and we're going to have an encore. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Manfred Honeck with the Feuerfest Polka, the fireproof French polka, opus 269 by Josef Strauss, first played at a company party of Viennese entrepreneur Franz Wertheim on the 13th of March, 1869. It was in the garden rooms of the Gartenbau Gesellschaft on the Ringstrasse, which at the time was under construction. The entire staff of the company had gathered to celebrate the completion of the 20,000th iron safe, a leading product which was sold through the Danube monarchy and was much sought after abroad. We heard the forge hammers of a bygone day once again at Heinz Hall. The title of the Feuerfest polka came from the advertising slogan of the company, Feuerfest, or Fireproof. The audience at Heinz Hall has been warmed by the holiday weekend and the playing of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. They want more music. Music from Johann Strauss the Father, written in 1848. The Radetzky March, traditionally closing the Vienna New Year's Day concert and closing this concert at Heinz Hall for Thanksgiving weekend with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music director Manfred Honeck.
We should never forget, these were the pop stars of end of the 19th century. This was the group everybody wanted to hear. And it's amazing. We completely understand because the melodies were so felt and was so easy to listen, and it's just joyful. But it's always mostly dance music. But we should not forget that he also wrote for theater, mm-hmm. and he had enormous talent to make music in all genres. Actually, there is not existing any instrumental concert or symphony, so he's absolutely concentrating. That's what the pop industry offers us today, you know, small and short mm-hmm. pieces and great pieces. That's what Johann Strauss did 100 years ago.
The Radetzky March was dedicated to Field Marshal Josef Radetzky von Radetz. It was popular among regimented marching soldiers, commemorating Radetzky's victory at the Battle of Custoza. When the Radetzky March was first played in front of Austrian officers, they spontaneously clapped and stamped their feet when they heard the chorus. Thus began the tradition of quiet, rhythmic clapping on the first appearance of the melody, followed by thunderous clapping on the second, kept alive by the audience here at Heinz Hall. I'm Jim Cunningham. I hope you enjoyed this Pittsburgh Symphony concert, which began with the Poet and Peasant Overture by Franz von Suppe. Manfred Honeck conducted Till Fellner in Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4. It was Till Fellner's Heinz Hall debut. we have the Johann Strauss Overture for Waldmeister, the Polka Stadt und Land, the Polka Auf der Jagd from Johann Strauss Jr., Georges Bizet in François Born's Carmen Fantasy Brillante with Lorna McGee, principal flute, Josef Strauss with the Sport Polka, the Excursion Train Polka by Johann Strauss Jr., and the Firefest Polka by Josef Strauss. I'm Jim Cunningham, and I give thanks for you. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for another concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. There are two orchestras in the world with their own internet radio service 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online with iTunes or your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, Auf Wiedersehen from Heinz Hall. Don't forget to write for your free program guide. It arrives along with the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Visit the website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is our digital production engineer. Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold Chambers, Carnegie Mellon University's Adrian Lotto, a member of the singing ensemble Ping, helped out with script writing. Our broadcast was made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrote in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation. This program was also made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.